Nico Santos stars in the NBC comedy series Superstore about the employees at a Walmart-style big box store. Zeke Smith appears in the Netflix documentary Disclosure. Nico, Zeke, welcome back to Ask Me Another.
Hi. Hi.
Thanks for having us.
We're so excited to be here. Yeah.
You know, the last time we spoke was May.
Yeah, May. That was in our old apartment.
Yeah,
we moved.
We purchased a home.
A hey.
Congrats.
We are homeowners now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations. How many things have you had to fix?
All of them.
Right?
All of them. Yeah, we've all of our homeowner friends have told us, just wait, and you'll see the joys of home ownership. And we're like, oh, yes, you are correct.
We thought we were so slick. We got all of these inspections. We're like, we're going to be so smart. Yeah. We're going to get extra inspections. And we're like, yeah, we just have to fix two things when we move in. No, that was not accurate.
And Zeke, you in June, yeah, you were featured in this Netflix doc, Disclosure, Trans Lives on Screen, and talks about how transgender people have been represented and have seen themselves represented in TV and film and pop culture. But what I found interesting was also to learn that the director, Sam Fetter, he made a point to also hire as many trans people for the production staff as possible.
Almost the entire crew was trans. And if there was a department where we couldn't find a qualified trans crew member, then we hired a cis crew member, and we hired trans people who were like in the pipeline to sort of mentor and apprentice under them so that they could then, you know, fill the position as, you know, head of sound or what have you.
Right. And also, you know, I guess... And continue also, entertainment industry at a different position.
Exactly. Have like a really cool credit. We did not get shortlisted for an Oscar, which I'm a little salty about, but you know, life moves on.
Yeah. Oscar's so cis.
It's true.
Nico, I mean, you can't argue with 6 seasons of Superstore. You can't argue with that.
6 seasons. Yeah. All coming to an end.
I know, coming to an end. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. But I will say, I feel like this sitcom attempted to do something that most people probably think was not possible, which was to place it in 2020.
Oh, but that's what I love about our show is that, you know, even pre-pandemic, we really leaned into, you know, issues that affect American people and the working class and everyday Americans. So, you know, we would be doing a disservice and if we didn't honor these workers that we were portraying, who are now have become essential and frontline workers.
Was it a lot harder or a lot easier to do so many scenes with a mask on?
Yeah. The good thing about the masks actually is that if you mess up a line...
Right, it
doesn't matter at all.
You know, we've come to discover this is how they do it in medical shows, that apparently certain actors in certain medical shows who want to diva up when they're doing the surgery scenes, they're just like, we're just going to, you know, re-record these lines or ADR them.
So you say medical.
So they just say medical. Because the hospital explodes. Medical.
Grenade in the hand. Yeah.
Medical. All right. We have a couple great games for you. So your first game is an audio quiz called Power Ups. We're going to play you the catchphrase that a superhero yells when they transform into a different form. And you're just going to identify the hero or heroes.
Okay.
And you are going to be working together in this one.
Great.
Okay.
Good, because this is Nico's category.
No pressure.
Well, you know, there's something for everyone in this one, Zeke. There's something for everyone. Okay, here's your first one from a Princess of Power.
She-Ra.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, no hesitation.
Listen, I know this well because when I was a young lad.
A young homosexual.
And our family had visited the United States for the first time back in the 80s. There was a Starburst She-Ra doll at KB Toy Stores that I just needed to have. And apparently I proceeded to throw a mega tantrum in the store and just started screaming on the top of my lungs, I want Starburst She-Ra! And my mom was just like, didn't know what to do. My dad was just like, what is this boy going on about? And they relented because I wouldn't stop screaming. And I had to brush my teeth that night. That was the deal. Brush your teeth that night. You get the She-Ra doll. I'm like, done.
That's it?
You want some flossing to go along
exactly.
with it? I'll scrub my tongue.
You want me to water pick, Dad? I will.
All right, here is another one. This is from an extraterrestrial brother and sister named Zan and Jaina.
Shape out an eagle.
Form of water.
They're the Wonder Twins from the Justice League.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah. He always had to be like some sort of like water or ice thing.
There were just strangely, buckets were included with the transformation.
Yes.
Buckets. And yeah, I was like, I mean,
that's
you know.
The power? Just ice? You an ice maker? Okay.
I remember one time he turned himself into a gelatin dessert.
Oh.
Even at the time, I thought it was hilarious. And I was hook, line, and sinker. I love that show. But I was like, come on, gelatin dessert.
Okay, here's your next one from a super robot who knows how to bring a team together.
Form feet and legs. Form arms and body. And I'll form the head.
Nico is basically mouthing and doing the actions, so he has no idea.
The brightest smile on his face, transported back to childhood. I think I can, through context clues, Transformers? No.
I mean, it's you're in the right territory. It's
Nico just gave me a very disappointed look.
I was like, Voltron.
Voltron.
Voltron. Defenders of the universe.
Okay, here's your next one, although this is not Ryan Reynolds' voice.
In brightest day, in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight.
The Green Lantern?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Zeke, you got one.
Yeah.
I'm a big roller coaster fan. I have the annual pass to Six Flags.
Yeah.
And there was a Green Lantern roller coaster there. I think they like demolished it because it was the worst roller coaster ever. Like it was like four people and you were back to back and you were on this like round disc thing. And as you went around the track, your disc would spin, but it was, you know, based on the laws of physics, which meant if there were two big heavy guys on the other side of the disc, then they would always be down and you would always be up. And it was not fun if it was not really fun.
But you remember it and you went on it. And guess what? It helped you today.
That's why.
So there you
right?
go.
That's why I suffered today.
It led us to this moment.
It was your destiny to get that question correct, and you had to suffer to do it.
You did fantastic. Well done. You know your transformations.
Very impressive.
We'll have more with Nico Santos and Zeke Smith after the break, and later from Modern Family, actor Jesse Tyler Ferguson plays a game about New Mexico. Fun fact, New Mexico is the newest of the four U.S. states that starts with the word new. But can you name which new state was the first to join the Union? The answer is coming up after the break.
Oh, man, it's a cliffhanger.
That's right. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.